Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. The American League playoff participants have been decided, while the National League wildcard race is muddled. The Tigers have wrapped up their first playoff berth in 10 years, capturing an AL wildcard spot with a 4-1 downing of the White Sox. Riley Green came through with an RBI double in Detroit's sixth straight win and 10th in 11 games.
This team, man, is something else. This team is something else, you know. I want to celebrate all night long, but we got a game tomorrow, so we'll see what happens, but this is awesome.
The Tigers also scored 2 runs on wild pitches and another on Matt Vierling's sacrifice fly. The Sox set a modern major league record with their 121st loss. Interim manager Grady Sizemore.
It's not the year we wanted. It's not the numbers that we want. But that doesn't mean that it's a total loss. I think we can build from this. We can learn from this.
Kansas City managed to clinch a playoff berth despite a loss in Atlanta, a game that boosted the Braves' playoff situation. Gary McKillops reports.
Max Fried threw a stellar 8 2/3 innings, leading the Atlanta Braves to a 3-0 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Fried was nearly flawless, giving up just 2 hits and striking out 8.
Just happened to be really, really synced up and felt really good. And, the times that I did kind of fall out of it a little bit, I was able to get right back on track.
The Braves lefty was lifted with 2 out in the 9th for closer Raisel Iglesias when Kansas City threatened with runners on 2nd and 3rd. Fried battled Royals starter Brady Singer, who went 6 innings and whose only mistake was a 2-run home run to catcher Sean Murphy in the 4th inning.
The Twins have been eliminated from the AL wildcard race with a 7-0 loss to the Orioles, coupled with Detroit's win over the White Sox. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli.
It was clearly beyond a disappointing way to end a run in what was and appeared to be a promising season that we had going.
Ryan O'Hearn hit a 2-run homer, and Colton Cowser added a solo shot before Baltimore tacked on 4 runs in the 8th. The Mets have fallen into a tie with Atlanta and Arizona for the last 2 NL wildcard berths with an 8-4 loss at Milwaukee. Reese Hoskins set the tone with a grand slam off loser Sean Manaea in the 1st inning.
We're fighting for our lives over here, and to do that doesn't feel good, but this team's resilient, and
Gary Sanchez also homered, and Bryce Turang went 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored and 3 stolen bases. The Padres put together a 4-run 1st and held off the Diamondbacks 5-3. Manny Machado, Jackson Merrill, and David Peralta hit RBI singles in the top of the 1st. D-backs manager Torey Lovullo.
We couldn't close up that early deficit. The 1st inning, I think, took a little bit of energy out of us. We got some footing in the bottom of the inning, made it 4-2.
Arizona couldn't catch up despite Corbin Carroll's home run in a 2-run 1st. Elsewhere on the diamonds, the Phillies were crushed by the Nationals 9-1. The Dodgers took care of the Rockies 11-4. The Astros won a matchup of AL division champs 5-2 over the Guardians. The Yankees fell to the Pirates 4-2. It was the Cubs over the Reds 1-0. The Marlins clobbered the Blue Jays 15-5. The Rays nipped the Red Sox 2-1. Rangers 5, Angels 2. The Mariners were 2-0 winners over the Athletics, and the Cardinals doubled up the Giants 6-3. College football. Cam Ward's 4th touchdown pass of the game allowed 7th-ranked Miami to barely beat Virginia Tech 38-34. Ward was 24 of 38 for 343 yards, including a 1-yard TD toss to Isaiah Horton with 157 remaining. The Hokies thought they had won the game on Kyron Drone's 30-yard pass to Daquan Felton as time expired, but the call was overturned after a long review. Miami head coach Mario Cristobal.
Certainly it wasn't our best performance, but when you play in conference, and we tell our guys all the time, expect it to be playoff football because that's what you're going to get. And proud of the way that we just kept fighting.
Ward also ran for a touchdown, but the Hurricanes trailed by double digits on 3 occasions before improving to 5-0. Tech led by 10 with 12:05 left before falling to 2-3. In the NBA, the AP has learned the Timberwolves are sending Karl Anthony Towns to the Knicks in exchange for Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a 1st-round draft pick. Towns is a four-time All-Star entering his 10th season. Randall is a three-time All-Star, and DiVincenzo is coming off his best career season. The President's Cup enters its third day on Saturday. Graham Agars has an update.
After suffering a U.S. team five-point sweep on day one, the international team improbably bounced back with a five-point sweep of their own in the day two foursomes, that the first time the Cup has witnessed back-to-back sweeps. International team member Adam Scott.
One thing going for us today was we were coming out to play with our pride on the line. You know, we got kicked pretty badly yesterday. We came out today and all lifted our levels.
Hideki Matsuyama and Sungjae Im set the scene, winning the first match against Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay with a record equaling 7-6 victory. Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley and Max Homer and Brian Harman took their matches to the 18th, but neither team could claim a win. The Cup now tied at 5 points each.
NFL, the Cowboys could be spending multiple games without pass rushers Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence after they were injured in Thursday's win over the Giants. Parsons has a high ankle sprain and Lawrence sprained a foot. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.